All right, so we're definitely going to talk about the last segment with Roman Reigns.
Fucking oath.
And then
hell of a segment.
I want to mention I'm guessing you guys really you guys are going to want to talk about Jey Uso, right? Jey Uso and Gunther. We'll talk about that after. We're going to start off with the Roman one.
Yep.
And then
yeah, we'll start with the main event.
Yeah. And then we also had Liv Morgan versus Bayley, Rey Mysterio versus Julius Creed, AJ Styles versus Karrion Kross, and we had Penta versus match. Finn Balor.
Those two were really good matches. Julius Creed and
honestly,
Rey Mysterio.
All the matches were good. Honestly, I even liked the Liv Morgan one.
I mean, it's the Raw before WrestleMania. Of course, everything's going to be good.
Oh, by the way, so BT, we just got our YouTube and stuff back. So Snug says no more calling women bitches and cunts.
And
we got TikTok back. So let's be
and
just.
And we added Facebook, right?
And we added Facebook. So we just got to be mindful about what we say, you know? I'm not saying, like, you have to, like, be a fucking saint or anything, but, like, there's certain words that we probably shouldn't be saying. Yeah. So just be mindful of that. That's what Toxic was talking about earlier. But I wanted to wait for everyone before. But, yeah, that was pretty much what we were talking about.
Yeah. I have my prime, but I also have two experimental drinks.
Oh, shit.
I heard that the green sour Skittle one was good. I also heard the red one just tastes like Red 40.
I mean, everything pretty much is, like, worth talking about because it's the Raw before WrestleMania.
Yeah, this one was, like, a way better Raw than usual, honestly.
Yeah, we got some, like, pretty good teasers for WrestleMania. I'm pretty pumped to you know,
you
to see
said
what's going to happen.
You guys doing the WrestleMania predictions on
Wednesday.
Wednesday?
Was Wednesday for us, Thursday for you.
Yeah.
Okay. So a couple things before we get started, Blood. We got TikTok back, and we're on Facebook also now.
Congratulations.
So. We just got to be mindful of what we say. We got to use TikTok language again.
Gotcha.
Other than that, we were talking about the WrestleMania predictions for Wednesday and also the WrestleMania review. I don't think I'm going to be able to do anything this weekend.
Yeah, I realized you're actually going to be at the show.
Yes.
Unless you plan on doing it, you know. Run and gun gorilla in your hotel room. I was thinking about that. I was like, yeah, I'm going to be able to comfortably shut that up. So I imagine you're... What the fuck is going on?
Yeah, Tommy, what are you doing? Mute yourself.
What are you doing, Tommy?
I'm trying to adjust my thing.
All right, mute yourself.
Can you do it? now I realized, I was like, damn, there's... No way that he's going to be able to, you know, I mean, it's already going to be a show that gets out around 10:30 to 11 both nights. Then you and your wife and most likely your son are going to have to make your way all the way out of the stadium, all the way back to your hotel room. After you've probably got to figure out something to eat, it'll be like midnight, 1 o'clock. Well, actually, no, because for you, it won't be that late because it starts at like 4 o'clock at your showtime. But even then, I mean, you're not getting back to your hotel room until 9:30, maybe 10. You got the 15-year-old. You got to get the you know, wind down for the night. I was thinking about that earlier today. I was like, I don't even know if Snug would be able to do that.
Nah, but, and even besides all that, like, the Wi-Fi in the hotel rooms aren't usually that good anyway.
Yeah, you can't really rely on that, and you can't use a hotspot like that unless you have an unlimited hotspot or something. But
yeah,
we call it. So I was literally thinking about that. I mean, worst case scenario, what day do you? When are you going to be back in town to your actual home?
Monday night.
Monday night. So are you probably going to miss Raw?
Yeah. Yep. I think so. Okay. Well, it depends. Honestly, probably not. Probably not because Yeah, it just depends what time we leave.
Okay. Because Raw on my coast, so I don't know what time Raw starts for you guys, but on my coast, Monday Night Raw starts at 8 p.m.
It starts at 5 over here.
SmackDown no, it's just an hour behind me and Tommy.
Yeah, it's always 8 p.m. on my coast. And like for me, like SmackDown always gets over at 11, mm-hmm. and Raw always gets over at 10:30. Mm-hmm. So, and so I imagine like for you, it probably gets over at like 8 o'clock, 8:30 to 9, depending on, or like 8 to 8:30, depending on what show you're watching.
Yeah. Well,
so, I mean, it just depends. I mean, you got, I don't know how far back you got to travel. You hop on a plane or something? Or
no, I'm driving, dude. It's an 8 hour drive for me.
Oh, that's not so bad. That's, My mom lives 9 hours from here up in upstate Georgia. That's not too bad. But yeah. It's still a pain in the ass because, I mean, obviously you're going to be tired. It's a long drive. Do you even want to stay up to watch Raw? Do you want to crash? Got to get the kid resituated, unpack all the shit, start washing clothes and crap, you know, family stuff.
Yeah, we'll see. But, I mean, if you guys really, really want to review it on the weekend, then you guys can do it without me probably on TikTok Live. And then you guys can send me the audio and I'll just upload it. Or if you guys want to wait, then we can do it on Tuesday when I get back.
So if we do the option to do it like directly after Mania, who wants to do basically Snug's part and like talking shit?
I mean, it kind of depends because we're forgetting something too. They have both nights have post-show scrums. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, both nights do have the press conferences. That's
yeah, right. And I know that we're probably all going to want to watch those because stuff happens. They drop in, they talk about shit. So
okay, I'm fine with doing it on Tuesday as long
as we can
it's
do it. I mean, I think Tuesday would be fine just because yeah. I mean, think about it. Like Monday, you'll have we have the post show review, right? Which we won't be doing without you, most likely. I mean, unless one of you guys wants to do it, but I still haven't unlocked my multi guest features yet. Surprise! I don't know how I haven't unlocked that shit yet.
How many times have you gone live?
3 total times, but over an hour and 20 minutes apiece, and I still haven't unlocked it.
And you still haven't got it?
Yeah, the last time I went live, it was like for 100, or it was like an hour and like 57 minutes was like just a few days ago.
Shit.
And I somehow still haven't unlocked the multi-guest feature.
Makes no sense, but okay.
No, I'm trying to figure it out. But I mean, worst case scenario, if y'all want to run one on Monday, I'll hop on. That's fine. If one of y'all wants to moderate, that's cool. But I don't have multi-guest unlocked unless y'all do. Other than that, the only other thing I can think of is I know that this weekend I plan on, I already let everybody know, my followers know, and I shouted out on NoSo. I'll be live streaming my reactions to WrestleMania both nights. I won't be aiming it at the TV because obviously copyright, you know, they'll hit me for that immediately. But I'm aiming it at myself because they don't say shit about background audio. So I'll be doing that both nights for 4.5-5 hours apiece. Already? I figure, hey man, I mean, if I'm trying to make money online and interact with people, this is the perfect chance to fucking get viewers. Yep. Just so many people who don't pay for Netflix or Peacock or whatever the fuck are going to be just trying to hear what's going on while they're at work or some shit. And I figure, hey, 5 hours, 4 hours, I could get gifted. I could, you know, run up some revenue from the live stream time. Why not? Why wouldn't I do it back to back 10 hours across the whole fucking weekend?
And I got to use a bathroom. You guys, I'll be right back. Give me a couple minutes.
You good? Right. But I figure all I gotta do is just point the fucking camera at me and just look back and read and talk to people as the show's going on.
Yeah.
I was able to go
live at least like 3-4 times before I got the multi-guest access. So my
I don't know. I have to check again because they have a weird thing where it said like, you need to go live for 120 minutes. In order to unlock more features. Nigga, I've done that 3 times. And it's still showing locked. And then it says, go live 7 times. I've done it 3. Still haven't unlocked it. I've done collectively near 4 hours of live stream. Hasn't unlocked. I still haven't unlocked more gifting features for people to give me. I have no fucking idea. I gotta look at it again because I'm probably gonna go live one more time this week before SmackDown. Before WrestleMania, to let everybody know one more time in the chat, hey, come hang out with me for both nights kind of thing. But other than that, I don't know. I would have figured that with my following and the amount of time that I've gone live, I have the biggest following fucking here. I would have thought that if anybody would have had more people unlocked, it would have been fucking me. I got crossed between Instagram, fucking Facebook, and here I'm pushed to 70 fucking thousand. So I'm like, what? I'm like, and I can't go live now? What the fuck? Snug's got multi-guests? What the fuck?
A buddy of mine just followed the podcast on Spotify, and he had listened to the Rusev conversation.
Yeah.
And I knew that before he even said anything, because he sent me your quote of two big boys slapping me.
It's big meaty men slapping meat.
Yeah, like, big meaty men slapping meat.
That's not even me. So I took that from Simon from What Culture, Simon Miller. So What Culture Wrestling, because that's what he always says, big meaty men slapping meat. Because I think he got that from Big E.
Yeah,
I think Big E said it first.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Big E was the one that said it during the
A long time ago. So Simon Miller, whenever he does, I don't know if you've ever watched What Culture Wrestling, but Simon Miller, when he does the ups and down videos and he reviews the weekly shows and stuff, he's like, you know what I like for my wrestling? I like big meaty men slapping meat. You know? He's like, makes me feel all warm and fuzzy in my tum tum. I'm just a bull idiot. And like, by the way, Simon Miller has been a YouTube wrestling presenter for almost a decade now with What Culture Wrestling, but he's actually a professional wrestler. So,
damn it, Blood, you almost made me spit out my prime.
Well, I was doing you a favor. That shit's trash.
Hey, it's better than one, so I'll take it.
Tell me, why don't you get yourself something that's actually going to benefit you?
I would rather take Gatorade than both.
Hey, I've got this random shit, too.
I like Gatorade.
Ew.
That's just Red 40.
Skittles.
That just looks like Red 40 in a bottle.
Oh my god.
Red 40 in a bottle.
You're literally just drinking red dye. Like, that's all that
Not
is.
Not the
red
dye.
Red dye number four with sugar. Like, that's... oh god. Tommy, between the pizza rolls, the fact that you just showed me a Skittles soda, a Skittles flavored soda, and a motherfucking prime. You have the nerve to come on here and shove prime in my fucking eye holes. You must have the stomach constitution of a 16-year-old IBS. What the fuck?
We're not sponsored.
I would never say anything horrible to you like that, but the fucked up part is Snug and I are both old enough to where dairy probably fucks his stomach up just as much as it fucks mine up. If I ate pizza rolls, drank that Skittles soda, and chased it with a prime, I would be in the bathroom to the point where my wife would have to call 911 because my legs would be so numb. They'd have to evac me. They'd have to carry me butt naked, ass dripping to the ambulance. Because I wouldn't leave the toilet until I was half unconscious. It'd be like I pulled an Elvis Presley.
Elvis Presley!
What a perfect conversation.
Jesus fucking Christ. Like, Snug, help me out. Edgar.
Yeah.
Edgar, help me out here.
No, yeah, I would feel like shit. I can't eat that no more.
He's drinking a prime. He just showed me he's got this Skittles flavored soda. This might as well be red dye number four in a fucking bottle. Okay.
And then, I've also got the sour version.
Do you, Tommy, let me ask you a question. Do you like having feet? Because they're going to fall off, Tommy. They're going to fall off.
That's just a question you hear.
shit, y'all are too young for this, but Snug, you might get it. This nigga's about to be Cooper Cooper.
Yeah, I mean,
I didn't hear it because of BT.
Yeah, you gotta be careful.
Oh, brother. Because, dude, I like, 2 years ago, I was fine. Sometime last year, and I used to be a chef. So when I cook, I cook. Like, a chef cooks. And so, like, I'll be make, like, the other day, I made andouille sauce of chicken and Cajun Alfredo pasta for my wife and I for dinner. And I used heavy cream in my recipe for that. Since last year, any dairy, heavy cream, fucking spoonful of ice cream, I don't know what it is. My stomach just... And I go, mmm. And I'm like, oh, I'm like, babe, I'll see you in a bit. She's like, what's wrong? I'm like, I go to the bathroom. She's like, oh, God. She's like, you going to your office? I'm like, go to my office. Like,
not the office.
No,
not the office line.
Well, there's so much dairy in half the foods you eat that that might as well be my damn office. I spend more time in that bathroom than I do in this room, which is my office. So, but bro, I think I became lactose intolerant within the last year around. Like, I'm not joking. But value your 20s, boys. The older you get, your body is going to start telling you things it didn't used to tell you before.
Yeah.
I wake up, my fucking ankles click. Click. My wife says I sound like a bag of Legos being poured out on the ground when I stretch them. I'm not
joking. Buck, you don't have to tell me twice. Just the other month, I you know how I was saying I had a Pizza Hut addiction?
Yeah.
So I ordered four pizza boxes with four sides, like two lemonade bottles with some chips. They have like a box of chips with the sides and some garlic bread. Don't worry, I don't eat all the four boxes in one go. I have a planned
out schedule. But you still eat them consecutively?
I have two boxes consecutectively, okay?
Look.
I learned very quickly having four pizza boxes is not a good idea because.
Buddy, having one box of Pizza Hut's a bad idea.
Look, when I have one.
Pizza fucking sucks.
When I have the one on the night that I order it, it takes.
Now remember, hold on, BT, before you go any further, start, remember, TikTok adjacent language.
Yeah, TikTok.
Yes. When I order the pizza on the night, I have the pizza that's fresh, right? So I finish that for the night, save the rest for the other night, right? Have the second piece on the second day, right? It tastes okay, cold, but it's okay because I keep it in the fridge.
I have a trick for that, by the way, when you're done talking, I'll tell you. I used to run a pizzeria, and I used to be a part owner of a pizzeria.
Yeah.
My God, what did you all used to do?
You what?
I know, this motherfucker's a genius. Mm-hmm. But anyway.
I've been working. My first job, I was 12. I've been working for fucking 19 years.
But anyway, on the third and fourth day, right, when I have the third pizza and the fourth pizza, I don't know what it is, but they taste like shit. They taste
Jeez,
like shit.
I don't know,
shit.
Maybe because they're 3 days old?
Yes,
or maybe
exactly.
Pizza Hut.
Or maybe just because they're that specific, right?
Yeah, I always learn to get two pizzas with two sides, and that's usually just with the big lemonade box.
You ordered Pizza Hut, and after 3 days, you turned it into Little Caesars.
And both of them are trash.
I didn't know you were a magician.
Hey, Little Caesars is all right.
Like Jesus turned water into wine. You're over here turning shit pizza into worse pizza.
Hey, Little Caesars isn't bad. It's not that bad.
That pizza's not that bad.
It's horrible. I used to be the general manager of a Papa John's many years ago. General manager, not store manager. General manager. I ran multiple locations.
Right.
And we signed NDAs, and I'll tell you, those any pizza shop like those commercial, homie, first thing I learned, none of those stores properly rotate their oldest to the front, freshest to the back.
Damn.
Buddy, we when I took over that store, we had a health inspector the same day I took over the store. So none of this is my fault. We had to throw out half of our walk-in cooler because it was 2 to 3 days past its actual written dates. Because the people that were in the store were not actually changing the dates and updating the containers, throwing out, putting it fresh. And apparently, across six of the stores in my district. So if that, if, and I had a friend, my friend Jessica, who worked at the Pizza Hut in our in Merritt Island, one of our islands up here over the bridge. And yeah, she said the same thing happened when she started working there. Within 2 weeks, health inspector came and dumped a half a fridge. It's a normal occurrence in those places. Buddy, I worked at an Italian, authentic New York style pizzeria with real first generation New Yorkers and Sicilians, Italian. We made everything from scratch, including our dough. Okay. The dough that you're eating comes in from a fulfillment center somewhere an hour away that's brought in on a truck every 2 days. Same thing with us. Ours is 45 minutes away in Orlando for that Papa John's. And I tell you, buddy.
All right, you guys ready?
But real quick, little
enough
tip
about pizza.
Little tip for day-old pizza. Put about a half an inch to a centimeter of water in a frying pan. Heat it up. Put the pizza in it. Cover it with a lid for 2-3 minutes. Completely rehydrates the entire pizza. You can also turn the oven up to 400 degrees. Put the pizza on the rack after smattering a little water or oil on the bottom of the crust. It'll completely reconstitute the crust and rehydrate the cheese. Never reheat in a microwave.
All right. Apparently, this is a pizza podcast now.
I used to be a pro chef. I'm just giving him tips to eat better food while he's just...
Motherfucker's the Black Gordon Ramsay now. Motherfucker's the Black Gordon Ramsay.
All right, let's go on mute, Chum.
Now fuck off.
Fuck off, you donut.